Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and everything that goes along with it. My name is Joseph Ferreira.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Shannon Guy.
Shannon is filling in for Matt. He has recently moved into his new home and is probably sleeping now.
No, I talked to him a little while ago. He's still busy.
Still working.
Still working.
It sucks. No. I hate moving.
He won't be sleeping until next week or something.
Well, we've had a pretty interesting week, I would have to say. Big announcements from Apple at WWDC. But before we get into that, I wanted to bring up some Instagram news.
News team, assemble!
All right, so we had a new update to Instagram. It's version 6.0.1. And they added some new features. Filters and stuff, but who cares about that?
Wait, they added new filters?
I think so.
I didn't see it.
I missed that.
Oh, well, they must have done something, but I don't care because I don't use it. I use Instagram, but I don't use their stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, let's just lead with the news and just say who gives a crap.
Actually, there was something that caught my eye that came out a month ago. If you guys have not been to the Explore page, or what used to be called the Popular page, they have made...
Or alternatively, the Justin Bieber page.
Yeah, exactly. it used to be the spot that we would generally not go to because it's stupid. Man, I sound a little...
Hateful.
I actually think you were being a little mild, to be honest with you. That was a page that we pretty much all dreaded and didn't go there unless we lost a bet.
Yeah, exactly. So they have made some changes to it. And if you haven't been there lately, go ahead and take a look. Open up the Explore area.
After you get your vaccinations.
Yeah, after your vaccinations. And, hold your breath a little bit, but click on a photo and take a look. They've made a couple changes in there, I think, that are good and still left to be desired. The thing that they did was they've suited the Explore page to your likeness, I guess. So if you've liked certain photos that have certain hashtags, and let's say you follow a guy that likes taking pictures of old cars or trucks or something like that, and you just like them every time you see it, you're now going to see in the Explorer more old cars and old trucks, because it'll say under the image, based on images you've liked. The other thing that had changed is they will now show images that are popular in your country. So you're not getting all the popular images from China when you wake up first thing in the morning, or from the United States, when you're going to bed and all that. It'll just show the ones that are popular in your country, which I think is good. Still don't really care if they're popular in the country or not, but it's at least a step in the right direction. So I wanted to hear from you guys what you think about that.
I don't think it's enticed me enough to head over to that page. It just doesn't do anything for me. I think I've already lost my luster for that page ever since
it started.
Yeah, pretty much. it's just been a cesspool. Granted, it's a better place. Maybe, I don't know. I'll give it a try. I gotta see for myself, and if it's good, I'll report it next time.
Yeah.
If it's not, then I'll just never go to it ever again. But I commend them for trying to make it work. Lord knows that place has been just a laughing stock of the people who've never made it to that page, me, and, you know, the people who do make it there just reek on society because it's never anything.
Nothing's good.
Yeah.
What it's kind of like, Shannon?
No. It's like being in high school all over again.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I mean, I might actually hit it up a little bit more now than I did. I mean, I've not hit that page in forever, so much that I forgot how to even
get there.
So, but I mean, I might check it out maybe every once in a while, just see if there's something different than what I'm seeing on my own page. Just, I got time. Why not?
There you go.
Yeah. So that is Instagram. And, you know, they're still here. We still love them. You know, we're not too keen on the Explore page, but it is getting better. So keep Instagram needs to keep, you know, making it better. So
keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
And, hey, you never know. Maybe they'll amount to something like someday down the road.
Maybe. They might make money. I don't know.
Well, that's not crazy. Actually, scary enough. Like, every now and then, I'll hear, like, some of the stats that come from Instagram, and the amount of photos that get posted there is just mind-boggling.
It's insane. Okay, Mark, how many images do you have on yours?
Oh, I don't know. All right, hang on, let me check.
You look Shannon, too.
I'm looking.
I've got over 2,200.
I have 1,581.
I have a rock. Wait a minute. How many do I have? I have no idea. I don't know. I'll check. Actually, I was trying to. I know we're not doing focus points for this week, but I actually have
1,200.
Do I have 1,200?
Yeah.
I actually.
That's just one of your accounts.
I actually got this app that is kind of like a stock ticker of my Instagram feed. It's actually pretty cool. I'll have to share it next time.
Yeah. So, all right, well, that's Instagram. Let's go ahead and move on to iOS 8. So, Monday, this is a week ago, Apple announced iOS 8 at WWDC. And, of course, you know, it was a lot of interesting information, a lot of the WWDC Worldwide Developers Conference. The developers, this is mainly for the developers, but there's a lot of stuff for us to be able to glean off of to find out sort of what is going to happen when they update our OS. And there was a lot of, I have to say, really neat things that are going to be coming up in this new operating system.
You're playing it low. There was a metric ton of stuff.
Well, there was a lot for developers.
Well, let's put it this way. There was so much that they glossed over a lot of stuff. Like Siri got like a couple paragraphs of just mentioning. Usually they go on and on. It's like, hey, look at what Siri can do now, which she really can't because she can't understand anybody. Oh, she can't understand me. But they did a lot of stuff. And I have to say, this WWDC is basically like the, to me, it felt like the announcement of the iPhone 4. That's how breakthrough it was. And I'm still kind of questioning, but let's go on. I'll get into that.
All right. So let's go ahead and just kind of go through some of the things that were mentioned. Let's start with the photos. There was going to be some changes to photos that will allow you to import app functions into your photos library. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes, and from what I'm understanding, and some of the other sources that I've been listening to, like MacBook Weekly and some other places, basically you will be able to take a photo with your iPhone, and rather than editing it in another app, you would be able to edit it right there with that photo. It would be able to have access to all of your editing software from there. So if you wanted to take a photo and turn it into like a watercolor because you have that watercolor app, you would be able to basically find that filter or that edit and boom, hit it and it'll do its thing.
That's nice. I like that.
I'm going to wait and see on how well that works because I have a lot of stuff and I don't think it's going to work on everything. I don't think Snapseed is going to allow that kind of access. I think it's going to be.
I hope so.
Well, no, because you won't be able to have the same kind of controls. The part of Snapseed that works so well is the editing process is just a swipe away. And yeah. I don't know if that'll be. I don't know. There's just too much that we don't know still because it hasn't happened yet. Right. Snapseed will have that option, but they might not allow it to happen. So we'll see. But the other thing that is interesting with the photos is that, remember how I was telling people on the show that if you use the iCloud, your photos will still be stored on your iPhone?
Yeah.
Not the case anymore. It's supposed to be a better iCloud, better inventory system, and better access on all your devices, whether you're on your iPhone, your iPad, or your Mac computer.
Now, iCloud works the way I think Carbonite works. If it's on your device, then it's on iCloud. If you remove it from your device, does it remove it from iCloud?
Well, again, I don't know. I think it's just stored on the iCloud. I just think that PhotoStream is much, much better. Okay. That's the big thing is PhotoStream. PhotoStream has access on your phone and it just makes another folder there. And I don't think that happens anymore. I think it's just it's what iCloud should have been in the beginning.
Right. For me, iCloud, I never jumped onto the iCloud bandwagon for that reason because I have to remove images from my phone. I just do so many images that I have to remove them, and if it's not going to stay, then there's no point having it. I mean, the free 5 gigabytes is cool, but I'm not going there to retrieve images. Now I do save documents to the cloud.
Yeah.
And that's fine because if I have to do some sort of a reboot or of my operating system and I have to erase everything, then I could just retrieve it again. But having my images on the iCloud and then it's not very practical for me.
Well, this is supposed to make it better, storage, from what I'm hearing, is going to be pretty dirt cheap. I mean, you still start off with a free 5 gigs of iCloud storage, but I think like 200 gigs is like $4 a month.
Yes.
And I still maxed that out.
And 1 terabyte is only $10 a month.
That's insane.
I'll still
max it out.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I'll do it too. But, I mean, here's something to think about. I've had my Dropbox account that has about 100 gigs. That only houses JPEG photos right now. It's something that I use for my wedding clients. So each JPEG file is like what? Like between 5 and 9 megabytes. Each wedding itself ranges from like maybe 3 gigs to 5 gigs of images, give or take. I've yet to fill up that, and I've had that for about 2 years now. So a terabyte at $9 a month, I think I will be saying goodbye to
Dropbox.
Maybe. I don't know. It yet to be seen. I don't know how easy it will be to share these things, but
yeah.
But I am definitely getting one of the plans because it's just too good to pass up.
Along with sharing, there was a sharing between devices. I thought that would be between the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. You know, it says connected like never before. I'm like,
Connected like never before. That's a marketing speak for this is how it should have been in the beginning. And yes. This is what we intended, but we failed miserably.
What we should have done.
Exactly. Is this working off of the AirPlay?
No.
This is all cloud.
It's just all cloud.
Okay.
Now it's all cloud. I don't know how it will be, how it is right now. How it is right now is crap.
Yeah.
But how it's going to be, it looks promising. Again, it's one of those things, I'll believe it when I see it, but oh man, I'm looking forward to that.
Now, it says here that you can answer calls on your Mac and iPad from your iPhone. Would you really want to hold up the Mac to your head and, hello?
Absolutely.
You don't have to.
I think that's hot.
I know, right? That's one hell of a fold-up phone. Mm.
It's my
God, the looks I'll get. I can't wait. I'm sorry.
No, actually, all kidding aside, I think that's pretty cool. And if there's a way that we can monopolize it as, you know, podcasters, to be able to make connections, you know, from phone calls into podcasting, I think that would be cool.
Recording a phone call will be no problem whatsoever as long as you have, I won't be able to take advantage of that. When we podcast, pull the curtain back and see the wizard here. I'm still using Snow Leopard. So.
Oh.
Yeah. It's because. So
Yosemite is what's allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
And that's because of your soundboard, right?
Not my soundboard. My soundboard is fine. It's a app that brings all the sounds together called Wiretap Anywhere. Made by Ambrosia, I think. They're the douchebags that won't update that app and can't figure out why, and they're pieces of crap, and I don't like them anymore. No hard feelings, right? But they helped me do this.
News team! Assemble!
And we can all hear it. That's why I spent almost $200 on that stupid app. And that's why I will never get rid of Snow Leopard. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah. All right. So, and now, let's see here.
Let's get to the big one. This is the one that we've been.
Okay.
This is the one we've been dreaming out for a long time, where we have said, oh, wouldn't it be awesome? And then we were told, it's never going to happen because of blah, blah, blah. And we were like, but if only.
When I heard this, I was like, oh my gosh. But after we're done talking about it, I think Mark's going to hate me.
Okay, but go on.
No, you start off. Tell, you know, lead, since you lead it, led off with it, go ahead and tell everybody what this big announcement is.
Yeah, okay. Suspense, come on. Let's do this.
The big suspense is that you will be able to do panoramas on the iPad.
No.
Ah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Rejoice.
That's the other one. Come on.
I'm so excited.
The big one is Apple is opening up manual controls to the camera app.
Petapixel had put out a article. It says Apple opens up manual control, camera controls, and cross app photo editing, blah blah blah. And they have a image of I think this is a developer message. It says manual camera controls. The AV Foundation framework makes it easier than ever for users to take great photos. Your app can take direct control over the camera focus, white balance, and exposure settings. Your app can also use bracketed exposure captures to automatically capture images with different exposure settings. And so we're led to believe, this is why Mark's going to hate me, we're led to believe that we can adjust the shutter speed, the ISO, and not aperture, because I thought it was a fixed aperture, on the iPhone. Is that correct, Mark?
That's what we're all understanding it to be.
Yeah.
And it's not just me who read it that way. I know Andy Anatko on MacBreak Weekly kind of felt the same way.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, sweet. But when I read this article, it was like, you know, okay, manual control for one person can mean manual control for another. I don't think they're talking about the same manual control that we as photographers think of. And the reason why I say that is that, you know, they're allowing apps to be able to do more, or be able to use the functions that the iPhone already has. I think that's what they're talking about. I don't think they're talking about the exposure settings with ISO and shutter speed. I think it's really allowing apps that don't want to put in the development that, like, say, PureShot already has, and allowing them to just go ahead and mimic the functions on the iPhone.
I don't know. And therein lies the big question. What will this mean? Yeah. I mean, all right, let's put it this way.
I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I really hope too that I'm wrong.
Should we place bets now?
It's not a bet, you know. We can always.
We either all win or all lose on this.
Exactly.
Let's put it this way. Even if you just have, you know, better ISO control, if you're able to tweak that, I don't mind getting more noise in a shot, as long as I can get something a little bit, you know, little bit more crisp and clear, or, you know, something.
We need to get one of the Jagger guys on.
They're not going to be able to talk because they're developers.
No, I know.
But I get what you're saying. The guys who developed the 645 Pro app and the PureShot, I mean, they'd be perfect for this because those guys are, you know, knee deep in this. And I mean, that's a problem. They're knee deep in this. They can't say anything because it probably, you know,
NDA.
Yeah.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Let's read this word for word, basically. Your app can take direct control over camera focus, okay, whatever, white balance, you know, that's self-explanatory, and exposure settings. There's the part that's, you know,
that's the
What does that constitute? You're right. Aperture settings, that's pretty much from what I understand, is a fixed deal. It's always going to be a fixed 2.4, depending on your iPhone. But, you know, will that mean that you can, you know, change the ISO, change the shutter speed? Maybe.
The only way we've been able to change the ISO and the shutter speed, and the only app that I can really see that on, is the 645 Pro or the PureShot, is by finding the exposure, say, through a gray card or a scene that you want, and then locking it in. When they say white balance, yeah, of course you can always, you know, adjust the white balance. You know, it's a push of a button. With the iPhone itself, you have to aim it at a light source, and it would automatically set the white balance, automatically lock in the exposure settings and the focus, and then you would go ahead and take your shot. So
to an extent,
but
and I think that this means that you'll have more control over this.
Yeah, that's when I read that and I read this article, I thought maybe that what Andy Anatko and Petapixel were saying was too good to be true. I still don't think that we're gonna have those functionalities that we want, like they're saying in these articles. I think it's a difference between what Apple's allowing to be manual control and what we want as manual control.
Okay. Now let's go pie in the sky.
Okay.
All right. Say everything is true. Say that you're able to have all the manual controls, and suddenly Camera Plus or PureShot or 645 Pro, you know, whatever app is out there, they give you that, you know, the big M setting that you can right. go hog wild with it. What is the first thing that you guys are going to test it on? Shannon, let's start with you.
Probably I want to see what the ISO can or the ISO can do. Maybe a long exposure.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Oh, long exposure is what I'm dreaming of. And being able to photograph a waterfall with my yes. iPhone. Oh, that is my dream shot to properly do it. Not like this weird way you're doing it with yeah. your with the slow shutter cam and all that other stuff. Because
stacking images.
Yeah, much. while it gives you an effect, it's not my desired effect. Right. I mean, when I do it, instead of having that nice silky flow of water effect, it's just this like fuzzy cotton candy view of it. Except for Bread Geek, when he does it, it's freaking awesome. When I do it, it's like a snack time at a carnival. Go figure. But anyway, Joe, what's the one thing you're going
for
to
me,
do?
For me, it'd probably be action shots of my kids. Because, you know, I take majority of my images are of my children, and they're constantly moving. So yeah. if I'm able to get action shots where they're, you know, their arms aren't blurry, but, you know, I got them in frame. You know, if I'm able to actually stop motion, I think that would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, this is the big one. This is the one that's going to be the game changer, I think.
If it's true.
Yeah. And then what else do we got here? I'm looking at another Petapixel article. Basically, the three awesome camera features Apple didn't mention during the keynote. Time-lapse is a big one. Being able to do it natively, which I think is about time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and like I've said in previous episodes, you know, a lot of what is coming out now was developed by app developers, because in all honesty, an app developer is going to do it better than what Apple can do. They're instead of them doing all the research and development, you know, they're going to let people do their own apps to do what they want. And then they can either buy them out or, you know, learn from them and be able to make those apps better for their own selves.
Here's another big one that kind of leads me to believe that things will be good. And the second thing that Petapixel mentions is the control exposure and focus separately. And in the animated GIF, they're showing... Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes it could be pie in the sky, but what I'm looking at is the overexposed... It's basically a slider. You thumb it up and down, and you're able to add more light or get rid of light.
I wish they would say which app that they were actually doing this off of.
It looks like it's the native camera app.
Yeah.
I would go ahead and say it's the native camera app because of the auto exposure, auto focus lock. That's all.
Yeah.
That looks just like what's happening in iOS. It has that yellow bar and all that stuff. That's the native stuff right there.
When I borrowed a friend's Android phone, you know, they had that feature already, but I felt like it wasn't actually increasing the light.
It wasn't. It was just making image. It brighter and it making it darker.
It was
it
making
darker.
It brighter. Yeah.
Right, because there was.
That's what I'm viewing here, and if that's the case, I don't want to use it.
Right. Well, KitCam had the same thing. It was an app that I got a while ago, and it had the EV settings, and I tried to do an HDR photo, but when I increased the exposure, you know, I thought it was working great, but when I decreased the exposure, anything that was blown out in a photo in the screen still remained to be blown out, even when I made it darker. All it did was just make it dark or make it bright. That's it. It wasn't actually doing a true EV setting. And this one, I'm looking at the GIF, and if what I'm seeing is to be believed, the overexposed parts, when you lower the EV, is actually coming into focus. It's actually, the detail is coming back, and you can actually see what's going on. So It looks like it's a true to form EV setting, but
yeah.
I mean, again, if this is to be believed.
Yeah, that's we do have to take that with a grain of salt.
But it's promising.
Yeah, if it's true, I hope so, because, you know, if not, it's going to be people are just going to laugh at it. They're not going to take Apple seriously when it comes to their camera app.
And let's put it this way, if this is correct, Matt, who already does amazing HDR photos on his iPhone, is going to freaking bust a nut. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And then the other thing that they're adding is a camera timer and an instant burst mode. So it you'll be able to set it for 3 or 10 seconds, and then in burst mode,
They don't know what that means. It's a complete mystery. That's what they're saying in the article.
Yeah,
they're trying burst to do away with selfies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It blows up in your hand. Burst mode to me is you're wanting to capture, you know, a series of images in a short period of time. That would be what I would think a burst mode is.
Yeah, but you already kind of have it.
Yeah, not really.
No, you
well,
do.
Just by holding it down, but
which is a burst mode.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Again, we're going to need more clarification for that one. But, I mean, you know, we'll see. I could care less. All I'm looking at is the exposure bit and then the manual controls.
And don't forget panoramic for iPad.
Woohoo! Yeah.
So excited.
Great success.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. All right. And then they said that iOS 8 will be compatible with the iPhone 4S, 5C, 5S, on up. So if you have a iPhone 4, sorry, you're not going to get iOS 8.
Apple, you are dead to Apple.
Yep. And if you use an iPad, iPad 2 and any of the ones with the Retina display, all the Airs and the Minis will have this update also.
Again, it's take that with a grain of salt too. You will have iOS 8. How much of the functionality you'll have is beyond me. I think if you have the if you have the iPhone 5 and 5S, you're going to be fine. Most of the function, like 90% of the functions, will be there.
What did we get in 7 that the 4S couldn't get? It was like AirDrop.
Yeah. 4 and 4S didn't have AirDrop.
Yeah. Which I thought was lame.
It's BS. Because I have the third gen iPad, which is the first Retina display. And Apple is basically treating that like the redheaded stepchild. I will have like no functionality with that. I'll have the pretty background and that's about it.
Yeah.
The iPad 2, not the iPad 2, the iPad mini, the first gen, will have more functionality than my iPad Retina.
That's sad.
It is, but that's the way Apple goes. They love you until they hate you.
Yeah. Well, that is iOS 8.
Well, that's iOS 8 briefly. I mean, there's much, much more. And if you want to check it out, go to apple.com or go to any freaking website. They'll have more.
If you can, you know, go to the Apple website and you can watch the whole keynote. I recommend listening to Twit this week in technology. The was their daily show, they had a special, and they did a live commentary while the keynote was going on. And they have a lot of things beyond the photos that they have more insight on, and were very surprised about. This was a very huge WWDC that, you know, they've had in a while. And there was a lot of things. If you're a developer, if you're wanting to get into developing for apps, this is something you want to check out because there's a lot of cool things that came out.
And I also want to add that this is a big event that did not have any hardware announcements. And yet it was probably one of the most influential announcements that they ever made. I think it's a real turn for the company, I think, because on the one hand, they've opened up a lot. This is something that people have been wanting for a long time. However, it's kind of an illusion because they've kind of closed things up too. It's just really, really interesting about what's happening. I mean, they created a new programming language for their devices. They've AirDrop is finally going to work on your computer too.
Yeah.
How about that? You'll be able to throw your stuff from your iPhone to your Mac.
It's still dead to me.
You have a PC, that's why.
Well, that and a 4S, so.
Yeah, that is true.
That'll be great, though, to be able to use that.
Right.
Save me so much time.
Oh, God. You have no idea. Like, I
do have an idea. That's why.
Oh, yeah. You do have a great idea of what I
mean. Yes, I do.
You're also a wedding photographer. So, yeah, never mind. This is big. And I seriously can't wait for this. I think iOS Yosemite, that's going to be awesome. I think iOS 8 is going to be awesome once they fix all the bugs. Because you know that's going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be buggy for the next 3 months after it's released, and we're all going to complain, and then it's going to be fine.
Oh, speaking of buggy, there was that that hell stew of whatever.
Oh, yeah. All right, here's a funny little story. So I'm listening to this live. I'm listening to the Twit network doing the coverage of the whole event. And in the middle of it, they were talking about how Android is, a toxic hell stew of malware.
Yeah.
And I think it got everybody's attention because that's one hell of an adjective.
It is.
It's also a noun, too. well, if you put it all together, it's a whole phrase. But enough of the English. I'll get a lot of hate mail for that already.
Yeah.
I don't know who said it. I think it was Andy Anatko who said, wow, that sounds like a great domain name. And I'm like, you know what? That does sound like a great domain name. So as the show is going, I bust out my iPhone and, you know, I go to buy ToxicHellStew.com. ToxicHellStew, I don't know if it was already, if Apple had already bought it or what.
No, they could not have because it got pointed straight to Android.
Well, they couldn't. That's what happened. I went to ToxicHellStew.com and it goes straight to Android.com. But, you know, they can do their own redirect. It doesn't matter.
That's true. That's true.
So I didn't settle for toxichealth2.com. However, I settled for toxichealth2.net.
Woohoo!
And I aimed it straight at tinyshutter.com. And damn it, we got a lot of traffic that day. Now, granted, we don't make use of our website as often as we should. You know, we should make it a big hub for stuff. But right now, it just pretty much houses the podcast. That's the big thing it's doing. And then if you guys want to check it out, send us a message or anything like that, go there and you can do that. But darn it, we doubled our traffic just that day. just for that one moment. So I don't know if you came to ToxicHealthStew.net just to see what was going on and you're listening to this, welcome.
Yeah. Good job, Mark.
It was just a whim. I spent $20 just for that.
Yes.
All right. I'm curious. Would I be able to find who bought ToxicHealthStew.com? HealthStew. All right. I'm going to check.
I know. Should be I usually go to Network Solutions and do the who is. And Toxic.
Riveting Radio, by the way.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It is owned, the admin is in Toronto. I don't think it's going to tell us.
Oh, it's not.
No. Oh, I got a telephone number.
I didn't even get that.
Tech phone.
It's a hover.com.
Interesting.
So somebody who uses Hover, they got it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Well,
whoever registered it is in Canada.
Oops.
I'm seeing that registrant. The registrant name is private.
Yep.
But how am I getting the city, street, and state and all that stuff?
I didn't get that.
I'm getting it right here.
Huh.
Anyway, whatever. Congratulations. You beat me to it. You were seconds earlier than I was. And may your Toxic Health Stew be delicious and nutritious.
All right. We're not going to do a post pick of the week or any of the focus points this week, just because we knew that this was going to eat up a lot of our time. So, you know, if you want to add photos to our Instagram account by doing the #TinyShutter, you will add photos to who knows how many now images that we have that we choose from and to be our album art for our episodes, and just put it in there. Go in there, like some of the images in there. And if you haven't started following us or let us know that you're there, just add us as a friend. And we'll do the same thing, and we get to see who's out there and what they're doing and all that.
Yay.
All right. Yay. I think we're done. Shannon.
Yes. Will you
tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram at @ShannonGuyPhoto.
Mark.
You could find me on the web at offthemark.com. That's Mark with a C.
All right. And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. And if you want to, contact us, you can find us on Facebook too. Just look for Tiny Shutter. And also you can go to our website, tinyshutter.com. Leave us a note in the comments and we will get back to you. All righty. I think we're done.
I think so. Congratulations to Matt for moving into his new home. May the house be sturdy and resistant to tornadoes.
Yes.
Because apparently that's a thing in Ohio, and I never knew that.
All right. So we will see you guys in 2 weeks. You go out there and get some good photos.
Take some pictures. Quit bugging us. Yes. I kid. All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, we did.
You haven't done that one in a while.
I haven't. All right, here we go.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.